Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. Today I get to interview Dean Graziosi. Now, I love the podcast because of one of the reasons, the people I get to talk to. I can't even imagine what I would have to pay to talk to Dean Graziosi for 30 minutes by myself. I can't even imagine. I can't even fathom that. And I get to do it and I get to share that with all of you. And this is such a great episode. Now, if you don't know who Dean is, and honestly, it would be very hard for you to not know who Dean is. If you know who Tony Robbins is, if you know who Russell Brunson is or Jenna Kutcher, and you follow them, it would be very hard for you not to have noticed that Dean was the other person that did this launch recently, the Knowledge Broker, with Tony Robbins, okay? So if you're like, oh, that's who Dean is. Dean is a rock star. I mean, he is just such a go-getter. He is such an amazing speaker. And the reason I say that is because the way he says things clicks, right? The way that he tells stories resonates with me. And in here, I actually give him credit where I heard something he said during the pandemic and it totally shifted my mindset. And I gave him credit that I completely forgot that the person I heard say it quoted him. I'm like, you are the reason I have been doing so well throughout this pandemic. So it was really cool to kind of have that full circle moment and to be able to thank him personally. And I'm excited for you guys to sit and listen to this episode. He is a multiple New York Times bestseller. You got to go out and get all of his books. They are all so amazing. All right, let's jump in to today's episode. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, and welcome back to the Foot Traffic Podcast. I am so excited to introduce you to today, and I'm sure you already know who this is, but Dean Graziosi, I'm so excited to have you on the show. So excited to have you be here, and I know my audience is going to just love hearing from you today.
Oh, thanks, Stacey. Well, thanks for the invite and thanks for all you do for the world. The world needs lots of positive voices right now more than ever. So yes. I love when someone dedicates their life to, you know, delivering capabilities, delivering other people's knowledge. It's good stuff. So it's good to be here. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's do this. So I would love for the person listening who maybe doesn't know your story that well, you have such an incredible story. I would love for you to share a little bit of your entrepreneurial journey and, you know, where you started and where you are today.
Yeah. You know, my journey was, you know, I decided to be an entrepreneur and then everything went perfect. I never stressed. I never worried. You know, people gave me money. Things fell in line. No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Right. You know, here's what I do. Stacey, I want to share this with everybody listening right now. Listen, first off, I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to someone like Stacey, who's here to deliver and give you capabilities, because I know you have lots of other choices. So if you're going to spend this time with us today, I want to let you know my whole goal is to deliver you capabilities that can move the needle in your life. And here's what I love to say about podcasts or when I'm on stage. Take what serves you and throw the rest away. Mm-hmm. If I share something that's not aligned with your business, your life, or where you want to go, forget it. But there's going to be things that I promise will move the needle, because I've been where you've been. So here's what I'll say. I won't tell you the whole entrepreneurial journey of my life, yeah, but I'll say I know what it's like to want more. I know what it's like to feel stuck. I know what it's like to have envy of other people getting ahead. I know what it's like to feel like I'm an imposter. Like, I didn't go to the right college. I don't have the right money. I didn't come from the right family. I'm not well-spoken enough. I don't have an articulate vocabulary. I know all those feelings that so many of us have when we decide to take the entrepreneurial journey, decide to start our business, or once we start it, to scale it. That's just as scary as well, because you're in it. Now you did it. And it's like, am I really smart enough? Do I really have the money? Is it really the right time to go bigger? What if I fail, right? So I want to share, you know, with the two basic human needs is, you know, am I loved? Am I good enough? That whole, am I good enough, man? I don't know about you, Stacey. That just keeps popping up over and over in my life. Yes. It's still there.
Right.
It's never gone away.
New devil. It definitely keeps coming. And people.
And he gets stronger.
Yes.
Like, the bigger you get, the devil gets stronger.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love that you're sharing this, because even somebody that, you know, we might look at you and think, oh, he's friends with Tony Robbins. Oh, he's got, you know, all of hanging out with the crowd that everybody wants to be, you know, in with or admire or look up to. But every time you get to that new stage, that new level, something new pops up that you've Absolutely. Never dealt with before.
Listen, I'm blessed to be a multiple New York Times bestseller. I'm not saying that like, oh, look at me, but this is what I do. I write books on success. I write books on personal growth. I write books on mindset. And still, when I take on a new campaign, a new company, start a new company, the shift happens like what's going on in the world right now. I still have that voice. I'm not kidding you, Stacey. It's still stuck from like my 14-year-old self saying, hey, remember, you didn't go to college. You're not that smart. This time you're really going to fail. What if you make bad decisions? Now you have over 100 employees. You're going to screw their lives up. What about you support your family? They're like, I still have that voice in me. I have to work on it every day to shut it up. So I just want to tell you, if you have that voice of doubt, if you have that inner villain, I like to call it, congratulations. You're human. Mm-hmm. It's really about unlocking that inner potential, that inner hero that's just a little bit louder than that crappy voice telling you you can't. And just to tell you a little bit about my entrepreneurial journey, I just knew at a young age, Stacey, that both my parents worked really hard. They got divorced when I was three, but they both worked really hard to have nothing. And we stressed and we got evicted from our trailer park. And I lived in a bathroom with my dad for a while. Not poor me, that's my journey and I'm blessed by it. But my whole point is I was lucky enough to see at a young age that hard work had nothing to do with success. My dad and mom were both kind of not miserable, just not happy. Mm-hmm. Both worked really hard. And I just was lucky enough to figure out that if I keep doing what my parents do, love them dearly, I'm just going to get what they have. And I didn't want what they had. Yeah. Right. So in high school, I started cutting firewood and I used to sell firewood. By the cord, you know, you fill the back of a pickup truck. And then yeah. I started buying beat up cars and fixing them and selling them. And then I got into my first real estate deal in my, before I was 20 years old, a beat up piece of property someone gave me with no money down. And I worked all day in cars, drove a tow truck at night, and then I work on my houses at night. And then I got apartments. And then I started buying raw land and subdividing land. And in between all of that, guys, I just want you to know I failed miserably. I made dumb decisions. I wasn't smart enough to have a mentor at that time. And then I started realizing that if I could learn from other people's wisdom, oh my God, I could go so much further. You mentioned Tony. I bought Tony Robbins' course 25 years ago, The Ultimate Edge. It shifted my life. Like, I was already on my way of being successful, but I was doing it a really hard way. I was tormenting myself, beating myself up, sleepless nights. And it just kind of course corrected my life. Mm-hmm. I already had building houses, tow truck company, used car sales, collision shop, in any way, shape, or form, I was doing amazing. And this is something I want to share about this journey, guys. At that point, I had done really well. I built the biggest house in my little town in upstate New York. I was probably making about $250,000 a year. A guy who lived in a trailer park who didn't go past high school. It was, you know, I was a big fish in a little pond. I got Tony Robbins' course. It changed my life. And I wanted to be in the knowledge industry. I wanted to share what I knew. It's like, hey, I went from broke. I want to help people. And it was like, so I just want you to know on every level, when I decided to create an information product and teach people and do an infomercial, because it was before internet, this is 1998. Right. There was no podcast, no iTunes, no Instagram, Facebook. There wasn't even MySpace, right? So I decided to do an infomercial and create a product. It was like, and maybe some of you can appreciate this, it was like I had a drug problem. My sister drove from Virginia 9 hours away to sit me down and have an intervention and say, you've gotten way further than anyone could have ever imagined, Dean. We're so proud of you, but now you're going too far. You're going to lose your money. You're going to go broke. You're not qualified for that. You didn't go to college on how to run big business. What do you know about infomercials? What do you know about selling products? You're not a teacher. You don't have a degree. You didn't even go to college. And I'm not saying that to hurt you. I'm saying it because I love you. I want to protect you. Anybody ever feel that? Right? Mm-hmm. And I almost quit. I honestly almost went back and said, I should be happy with my collision shop and my auto sales. But luckily, I don't know if it was God, the universe, something drove me to say, no, I'm not listening. And thank God I was in my 20s. I was kind of young and dumb, right?
Yeah.
Maybe older. I might have taken that.
Naive enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going, oh, no, I got this.
Yeah. So I just kept pushing forward and I entered the knowledge industry and created courses. I wrote my first book in 2006. I almost deleted it because my editor said it was so bad and I didn't. And it ended up being a New York Times bestseller in 2 weeks. And that put me on the path. And now I have multiple New York Times bestselling books. And just know, I don't want to take too long on that, but just know this, wherever you are, I promise you I've been there, back against the wall, struggling, desiring a new company, but not, or new business, but not sure if you could do it. Started it, need to scale it, doing well, you want to thrive. I've been in every one of those phases. I get the emotions. I never want to forget them. I stay hungry. I try to stay an underdog. And hopefully today we can deliver some great value to get you the momentum forward.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you just said underdog, because I really want to talk about your book, The Underdog Advantage, as well. So let's talk about, like, what inspired that book, that movement of, you know, bringing that to the forefront.
The first book or my most recent?
Your most recent, sorry.
Oh yeah, no problem. You know, I would never in a million years think that I would have written a book. I mean, just being honest, I never read a book, not one book in high school. I did not read a single book. The only book I had to read at the end of the year to graduate back then in an English class, you had to read a book and do a big old report. And Mia Filicello, who sat next to me in school, was a cousin of my cousin. She did the whole thing for me. So I got out of school never once reading a book, just being, and it was because I had incredible dyslexia, and it was so frustrating to read. And no one labeled it then as dyslexia. It was kind of, it was not so smart kid that goes in special reading. So I was like anti-books. And then all of a sudden, books on audio. And I was like, oh my God, I could listen to a book a week and understand all of it, right? So what inspired me to write the first one is just I had a story to tell, and I thought it'd be a great way to share it. But now I love doing it because I get to pick different pieces of, you know, Millionaire Success Habits was my last book, and feel blessed that almost at a million copies right now, and one of the best selling books of a couple of years. The Underdog Advantage is out now. That's on its way, gaining massive momentum. And I guess what I love to do is I love to go upstream and write books that give people the stuff they don't realize they need. Right? So many times when people want to make money, Stacey, what do? They're online looking for, like, the tool. Like, should I do Shopify? Should I build a course? Should I do webinars? Should I build a podcast? Should I get a following on Instagram? Maybe I should do a YouTube channel. Like, we have all those things. But if you've ever I don't want to say dabble, but if you ever tried multiple things and they didn't work, if you've ever tried and someone talked you out of it, if you ever tried and you tried marketing and it didn't work and you gave up, it has nothing to do with the tactics. It has nothing to do with the universe. It has nothing to do with who's president. It has to do with the mindset of making it real in your life. So my last few books have really obsessed on going upstream to anchor in the foundation for success. Because once that's in, I don't care if you use Shopify, knowledge industry, write books, sell stuff on Amazon. Like, it works.
Yeah. And I love, because I always tell my clients too, there's not one right way to do something. You pick what you want. But like you said, why is it that some people can go through the same course, they can read the same book, right?
Yes.
But they get very different outcomes. They get very different results. And it is exactly what you're talking about, that foundational principle and that mindset, because strategy and tactics can only get you so far.
Exactly. Exactly. I would bet to say, I don't know about you, Stacey, in my 20s, I would bet to say, if you said mindset, strategy, and tactics, I would have said 90% strategy, tactics, hands down, in my early 20s. I'd be like, I'm a hustler. Give me the tool. I got this.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. At this phase of my life, started 13 companies, been blessed to, like, obsess on knowledge. I look back, it's the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. It's 80-20 or 90-10. Like, create an I want to hire people with an unstoppable mindset, and then I could teach them to do anything.
Yeah.
Somebody comes in my office and they got massive capabilities, but I could tell they'll give up on the first sign of you know, negativity or failure. I don't want that person. It's the same in business. So I love anchoring in a foundation for success, for sure.
Well, and I've been an entrepreneur since 18. I've been doing this now. This is actually going to be my 18th summer, which is crazy.
Wow.
But I will tell you, I didn't think mindset applied to me. I kept thinking, no, I'm good. I'm successful. I've got this. So I think I was maybe about 5 years ago when I realized, oh, wait, I do need mindset. Like, I've got my mindset to get me this far, but I don't have the next mindset that I need to get me to the next level. And that is when I think I just really started to skyrocket.
Can I tell you something? You just saying that, you know, this is the first time we're meeting in person, Stacey. Yeah. You just saying that, I know the success you're going to have. Because what people don't realize is the thinking that got you here is not the thinking that'll take you there. Mm-hmm. The mindset that got you out of Egypt is not the same mindset that's going to take you to the promised land. The mindset that gets you to $100,000 a year business is not the same one that takes you to a million or 10 or 50 or 100. Every time, if you want to grow, you have to change your thinking, your perspective, your expectations, the way you look at things, the way you approach. And the only thing that does that, the only thing, is learning from people who have already been there and opening up your mind. Like yeah. that's it. There's no magic to get to 100 million, except you need, if you want to be $100 million year business, you need $100 million year thinking. Mm. So your $100,000 thinking doesn't drive you there. So what does that? It's mindset. It's overcoming that next obstacle. So, you know, when people say to me, come on, Dean, just give me the secret on how you got wealthy. It's like, okay, the little stuff is the big stuff. Go read Napoleon Hill or Dale Carnegie and yeah. or, you know, any of the foundational stuff.
I love that. The little stuff is the big stuff, right? And yeah. it sounds like the easy stuff, the fluffy stuff, and it's the hardest. It's the of hardest course. To work through.
Yeah. How about with your clients, right? Okay. Have you ever shared something with your clients that you know gave you a breakthrough, right? You share, it seems little, like yeah. I'm going to use a silly analogy, focus on solutions, right? Mm-hmm. Protect your confidence, right? Don't let other people interfere with your path. Silliest stuff. We've all heard it forever.
Yeah.
I've been on stage with clients that have paid me a lot of money and I go to talk about it again. And people say, didn't we share that, you know, 3 months ago? I'm like, yes, let me ask you, have you put it in your life? And mm-hmm. people are like, oh no, I just heard it, but I didn't actually do it. I'm like, you know, you want the next secret when you didn't apply the first secret I shared with you.
Yeah.
So maybe today you can look through a new lens and you probably heard everything that I've shared so far, but maybe you can look at it in a way from someone who was blessed to have really great success, more than I could have ever imagined possible. And I want to tell you, now that I'm on this side of it, I realize it was the little things. Those simple focus on solutions, protect your confidence, the people you hang around, all those stupid things that you read in books are not the stupid things. They're the foundation for your next, you know, the wealth or success or freedom of time that you desire.
I love that. Now, you know, there's milestones in our journey, right? And we kind of set those milestones. Maybe somebody's looking to make 100,000, like that's yeah. their goal. And then the million mark or what, 10 million, whatever that is. How do we know we've kind of peaked or we're at a place where if we don't change something, we're not going much further in our business journey?
Yeah, really good. Listen, if we don't stop innovating, right? It depends. Now I got to go upstream. This is my personality. So I want yeah. you to think about this right now. There's two types of entrepreneurs and you can be one or the other, and one is not better than the other, but be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. There are lifestyle entrepreneurs and accomplishment-based entrepreneurs. I know people that said, I'm quitting the job. And they did something to get them to where they make $10,000 a month net. Let's just say I'm using round numbers. Yeah. And that's all they want for the rest of their life, Stacey. They get to golf twice a week. They got the BMW 5 Series. Like that 10 grand, and they want to protect their peace. They don't want to be bothered by things. They kind of work obsessively to get it there. And the entrepreneur that's the accomplishment based is like, I climb this mountain, but there's a higher one. I climb that mountain, there's a higher one. Constant, never-ending improvement. That Tony Robbins always talks about that, mm-hmm. right? It's like, I want to keep growing as a human. I want to grow my experience. I want to grow my contribution. I want to grow my capabilities. So just know, neither one's better, but really identify, because if you're a lifestyle entrepreneur and you're frustrated about your friends making more or another business getting more, like you gotta just stop that and shut out and say, no, this is who I am. And if you're an accomplishment-based entrepreneur and someone in your family says, Stacey, isn't enough enough? Look how much you're making great money. You're making impact. Why don't you stop? It's like, because I'm not designed to stop. Yeah. That's not my DNA. That's not how I'm wired. I'm never going to stop. I realize that now. You know, I feel blessed that I could quit and just chill and I would die. Like, I love serving. I love giving back. I love growing. I'll be doing podcasts like this when people don't want me anymore because I'll be too old. So,
well, and as much as I sometimes say, you know what? No, I really do want to slow down. Or when I get to this level, I know that I would be bored out of my mind on day two.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd be that person that retires and comes right back and keeps going.
Yeah. So, if I was going to give advice on today, especially in today's shifting world and crazy mm-hmm. times, here's what I'd say. Is it is so easy, especially when the world shifts. It's so easy. And again, I didn't know which direction we were going to go today, Stacey. I could talk about sales, marketing, mindset. I love talking about all of it. This is 35, 34 years I've been in business. So I get it. I've been mm-hmm. everywhere. But if I could give you something that sticks today, remember we said, take what serves you, throw the rest away. Everything we talked about is things that I've learned through my experience. But this one thing, is our brain loves to tell you at each level, like you might have had the fortitude. You got a person, you got more personal growth. You got inspired by someone in your life. You had some success. It was proof of concept. And you go, I'm going for it. I'm going to enter the digital economy. I'm going to get more traffic to my business. And you get going. There was this mindset that got you there. But I want to tell you at every level, and it's the beginning level, if you're just starting, or there's this part where your brain, at least for me, and most everyone I talk to, starts identifying all the things that could go wrong. Wow, if you invest that next level of money, if you actually quit the job and this becomes your full-time job, if you actually try to do the podcast and it doesn't work, there's this level where your brain starts stacking all the things that could go wrong. And that's where I see so many people grow, get stuck and go flat. If you're if you're experiencing that, you have to stop like a scratch of a record and say, I must fill my mind to reverse that and counteract that with the things that could go right. Look back at the accomplishments you had at level one and realize you can have those same accomplishments at level 2 through 10, but you have to shift the narrative. You have to, like, your brain wants to focus on what could go wrong. When you feel it, you got to focus on what could go right. And again, this is personal development 101, but I have to do this every day, every month, every quarter. And then the second thing is, some of you are moving forward because you want to move away from an old painful situation, a job that didn't serve you, a life that didn't serve you, the freedom you didn't have. Some of you you're listening to Stacey, you want to move forward because life's okay. It's not horrific, but you want more. So just identify if you're a moving away from pain person, or you're moving towards pleasure. And pretty much if you're moving away from pain, someday you'll move towards pleasure. But I'm talking about where you are right now. And if you're a move away from pain, then let the pain sink in. Feel it. Don't say, I'm blessed, I should be happy. Screw that. Excuse my language. If you want more, let that pain sit in, because here's what I know. If you don't make a change, just think about if it was 5 years from now, you don't do anything different in your life. That pain's still going to be there, but you're going to be 5 years older. Few more extra crow's feet around your eyes. Believe me, I feel that every day, right? More wrinkles when you squint, wondering if I should go get Botox on my forehead. Like, that happens. How would you feel in 5 years from now if you didn't make it and the pain you feel you want to move away from is stronger and deeper because you were afraid, or you let a story, or you let a belief, or you let lack of confidence, or someone in your life telling you can't. That pain, if you really manifest it, is so ugly in you, it'll push you to action. And the same thing if you're a move towards. What if 5 years from now you're still in the same life, the same routine, taking the same way to work, doing the same, providing the same things for your family, for your children, right? That is disturbing because you're wanting to move towards a bigger future. So identify that you're going to start thinking of things that can go wrong. Turn it around and start thinking about the things that could go right. Manifest where you really want to be in 5 years, but feel the pain of inaction. Right. Like, peel, because the pain of inaction will allow you to take uncomfortable action. And I just want to tell you that moving forward, doing your own thing, starting your own thing, or scaling your own thing require two things that most people aren't willing to do. And that's why they stay stuck. And that's taking uncomfortable and imperfect action. That's the only way forward, is to do both of those.
And I would say 2020 has felt, there's been a lot of number one and number twos going on. Yes. Like, that is just what we've had to do. And I want to acknowledge you. I actually heard when the pandemic and everything started, I heard Russell Brunson talk and he quoted you and he was like, you know, this is where I like listened to Dean and he said something like, you know, it was the passion. You just kind of clicked for me to remind myself to tell you, but he brought up how like now is when the messaging is going to have to shift to like, how are you their life preserver and how are you going to help them?
Yep.
And we switched our messaging hard in March and we've grown every single month throughout the pandemic. That's, and I want to say thank you, because if Russell didn't say that story, I don't know that I would have known to really pivot that hard in our messaging. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you know, just remember, all wherever you are in your business, serve people where they are. Mm-hmm. I'm still watching people running ads they filmed 5 months ago, and they're wondering why their businesses are going down. And I'm seeing people like you, Stacey, who shift your messages, shift your empathy, your compassion, and meet people where they are. I know it sounds simpler, like that's what everybody does. It's not what everybody does. Yeah. It's not what some big businesses are doing right now. And they're wondering why their numbers are going straight down, because they're not serving people right where they are, delivering them what they need.
Yeah. So in, you know, 2020, I mean, as we're recording this, a lot has been going on. And as we are looking into what's going to be happening in 2020, who knows what is to come? I mean, I am sure we're in for a lot more that we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
As a business owner, I mean, how are you leading your team and talking to them about being able to be flexible and making these pivots? Like, what is something that we can be telling our team members? Because I bet a lot of them don't want to be changing as often as we have to be in this time.
Yeah. So you have to create, and if it's not there, you have to create a culture of change. You have to create the ability to pivot, to disappoint someone who's been working on a project for 3 months and you say, throw it away, or we're not going to work on it for 6 months. Yeah. Because here's your only options is, listen, I want to make a really simple analogy for everyone. You've all heard when one door closes, another one opens, right? We've all heard that. But here's the problem with most people. And I want you to really hear this. Everybody listening, this is another one of those, remember this one, take this one away. The door is closed for most all of us. And what most people will do, Stacey, even if they didn't like what was on the other side of that door, didn't like the job, didn't like the commute, didn't like the pay, didn't like the boss, didn't like the business they started, what most people will do is stand there and jiggle the doorknob, waiting for it to come open, waiting for a president to fix it, waiting for the economy to fix it, waiting for a knight in shining armor to come. And it's never, the knight in shining armor is never coming. Nobody's coming to rescue you. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna be brutally honest. No one, listen to me, is gonna bail you out. Not our government, not a president someday that's gonna make everybody equal and give everybody money like a Bernie Sanders, whether you love him or not. It's not coming. There's nobody coming. This is on us. And it is so freeing when we decide that we are in control of our failures, we're in control of our future, we're in control of our destiny. It is the most liberating and freeing feeling in the world. But here's what I want to share with you. Those that make it realize that door is shut and they start exploring other doors. Mm-hmm. And not the first door, maybe not the fifth door, maybe not the seventh door. You might go down seven other pathways and come to a dead end. But those that keep exploring will get to a door that's your next level. Mm-hmm. If you know the famous book, Who Moved My Cheese, right? What's the whole theory of that book? Two mice. The cheese is coming every single day. They're eating, getting fat. One day the cheese stops coming. One mouse sits there with his arms crossed and says, oh, I'm entitled to this cheese. Bring me more. I'm gonna sit right here until someone brings it back. The other mouse just kept exploring until he found a bigger, newer, consistent amount of cheese. He lived, the other one died, right? So what is going to be the difference is, who do you want to be when 2020 is over? Like, I love to think about that. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be someone who binged out on every episode you could possibly think of in Netflix? You knew all the news. It doesn't matter if you're liberal or conservative. It doesn't matter. But if you're binging out on Fox News or CNN, right? If you're complaining, if you're waiting, like, you could look back at the end of 2020 and go, I've been asking for more time to do my own thing. And the universe or God gave it to me. And I freaking pissed it away on Netflix. I pissed it away on stupid memes or watching the news. Or you could be someone that said, this sucks. I didn't plan on this, but it's here. I'm going to make the best of it and gain capabilities. Take uncomfortable action, take imperfect action, see where the trends are going, right? Where the world is going online. How do you get in front of a trend? Some businesses and industries are going to go away. Some are thriving, right? The information industry thriving, online business thriving, right? How do you get in front of that? How do you take uncomfortable action to take the knowledge you have and transfer it into a different industry? That's the questions you should be asking yourself right now, because this too shall end. And when it ends, who are you going to be?
Yeah, I love that. I've actually been doing that a lot too, saying to myself, like, what kind of leader do I want to look back at?
And I love that.
Look at myself, and what kind of parent and friend and all of that. Because 2020 has been a challenge, but that just means there's so much room for growth. And it is definitely positively affected. As much as it's negatively affected my businesses, it's also positively affected them and changed them for many, many years to come. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Dean, this has been so good. I want to ask you, knowing that you write on Millionaire Success Habits and you are always teaching like the highest performers, what are some of those habits that we need most right now in 2020, in this year? I mean, I know there's a bunch, but is there one or two that really stand out to you in this time?
Yeah, I'll tell you one right now is, if you don't have your compelling future, again, another one of those simple ones. If you don't have your compelling future, and how do you get a compelling future? Let's pretend Stacey and I decide it's 1 year from today and we're doing our anniversary podcast. Let's pretend it's 1 year from today and you're looking backwards, not looking forward through all the craziness of what's going on today. Let's pretend, like, literally we're going through hyperspace and landing. It's 1 year from today and you're looking backwards and it was the best year of your life. Best year. You made the money you wanted. You had the time you wanted. You got your body in shape, your relationships. What does that look like? Let's just pick one area, your career, your income, what you're going to do for a living, your business that you're starting or scaling. What does that business look like? And how do you feel about it? Again, not saying this is what I'm going to accomplish. That's too hard when you're in the midst of the chaos. We're hyperspacing out of this or whatever word it's called, and we're looking backwards. Start writing down what the best year of your life looks like. That's your compelling future. If you don't have your compelling future written down and you're not staring at it every day in this chaos, you're not going to win. I'm just telling you, the media will suck you in, life will suck you in, social media will suck you in, Instagram will suck you in, your negative friends will suck you in. You will be distracted. And I'm going to tell you right now, the only way to win is if you're completely focused on where you want to go. You start focusing on where all the stuff can't, you know, what could go wrong. I promise you in a year, you'll be right where you are right now or worse because of the way the world's going.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing that a lot with people that are, you know, jumping in, watching, even listening to the podcast. We can see the people that are taking that action, making changes, emailing us, messaging us saying like, oh, I listened to this podcast and I did this. And it's something totally different than what they do.
Yeah.
Or the person who's just like, no, but I sell this and I can't right now. And they're stuck and they just can't see it.
Well, listen, Stacey, as we get there, I want to tell you this one last story. And you just think about who you want to be. I know we covered a lot of different things today, but hopefully it was impactful for you and where you want to go. I have a friend who lives in Utah, told me a story of two restaurants. They're a mile away from each other, same street, different sides. When all this happened with the pandemic and quarantine, the one business owner, they both shut down when they had to. Mm-hmm. The one of them that shut down was mad and was trying to get, you know, the PPP money and get help from the government and was watching the news every day obsessed. Like, when is this going to open? This is ruining me. They shouldn't be doing this. And mad at China and mad at all these things while his doors were closed, losing business. Down the street, 1 mile on the other side of the road, same thing happened. Now remember, same time of year, same situation, same state, same damn road, mm-hmm. same business. Three brothers went to Home Depot, got all this lumber, worked all weekend and created this like drive-through on the outside of their building. They went inside and they moved all their cookers around so people could be 6 feet apart. And they started doing takeout obsessively. Their business is literally doing three times the revenue pre-COVID. The other guy's still shut down.
Right.
Now, when someone says, no, look at the circumstances. Yeah. Circumstances are BS. Your actions and your interpretation of the circumstances is the only reality in history. Your reality around this situation is determining where you will be in 12 months from today.
Yeah, such a good story. And just people are always going to say, but no, Dean, you don't get it. You don't get it. This is my situation. It doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't. This has been so good. Dean, where can everybody go and find you and just like soak up more of your brilliance?
Oh, sure. You could go. My podcast that I've been putting a lot of effort in lately is on fire right now. It's the Dean Graziosi Show. I do a story on Instagram every day at Dean Graziosi. And if you want to check out my newest book, The Underdog Advantage, that's on fire right now. Go to deansbook.com. Deansbook.com. You can get it at Amazon as well, but at Dean's Book, we do a special opportunity there. You can get the hardcover for free if you cover the shipping, but any one of those would be cool. And I'd love to hang out with your peeps.
All right. Thank you so much again. This has been such a great episode and one that you want to go back and re-listen to because there's a lot of golden nuggets in here. So thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Stacey. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.